This is Pastor Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the pastor's study today. As we're going to continue our study today in Psalm 119. Now, today's study in Psalm 119 is entitled, God's Word, a Lamp and a Light. God's Word, a Lamp and a Light. And we'll look at verses 105 to 112. So let's get started. Psalm 119, we'll begin in verse 105 and read down together to verse 112. The Word of God says this, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep Thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto Thy word. Accept, I beseech Thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me Thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget Thy law. The wicked have I laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from Thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform Thy statutes always, even unto the end. We see the Word of God is likened to many different things in the Scripture. It's likened to a sword, a hammer, fire, a mirror, seed, honey, water, milk, bread, meat, and apples, and many other things. Our text uses the symbol of a lamp light. In verse 105, it says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let's compare that with verse 130, which says, The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. You see, the word of God, it's a lamp for my feet by night during times of despair. It's a light like the sun for my path by day during times of delight. In fact, the first words uttered by God in the Scripture were, Let there be light. My friend listening today, when God speaks, there is light. Now, we live in a darkened world today, do we not? God's Word is a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. The only source of light that this world has is the light of a Christian and the light of the Bible. We see this illustrated so wonderfully with the ninth plague on Egypt, the plague of darkness. Turn to Exodus chapter 10 with me, if you would, and we'll read of that plague together, the plague of darkness on Egypt. Exodus chapter number 10, and we'll look at verses 21 to 23. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Can you imagine? It was so dark, it could be felt. No Egyptian could move. No, there was no human mobility. But we read, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. We live in a dark world, do we not? But there is light at the house of a child of God. Five things that are true of light in the Bible. The first one is this. Light is essential to life. And we see that no one can be saved without the Bible. Amen. No one can be saved. No one can have eternal life without the Word of God. We also see, number two, that light travels in a straight line. And thank God, with the Word of God, there is no variableness in direction. Praise God for the fact that the Bible doesn't change. And then light is a symbol of truth. So is also the Word of God. Let's look at some verses of Scripture that speak about this. First, let's turn to Psalm number 43, verse 3. Psalm 43, verse number 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Amen. Then look at also in the Gospel of John, in chapter number 3. The Gospel of John in chapter number 3, in verse number 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Let's compare that, John chapter 3, verse 21, with what it says in Isaiah chapter 8, of Isaiah, in verse number 20. Isaiah 8, verse number 20. To the law and to the testimony. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Amen. If you want to know if someone is speaking the truth, match it up with the Word of God. Because like light is a symbol of truth, so also is the Word of God. The fourth thing is we look at five things that are true of light and the Word of God, the Bible. Light is a symbol of holiness. The Bible is the Holy Bible. When this book becomes a part of your life, it will make you holy. Look with me, if you would, in 1 John, the first epistle of John, if you would, chapter 1, in verse number 5. Then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And then Jesus said, as he prayed to the Father in John chapter 17, he said to the Father, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. And then the fifth thing is, that fifth thing that we see that's true of light and the Bible, light is a symbol of happiness. Light is a symbol of happiness. Let's look at, first of all, Esther, the book of Esther for a moment. And in Esther, we need to turn to chapter 8 to see what the Word of God has to say here. Esther chapter 8, verse 16. And we read, the Jews had light and gladness and joy in honor. Compare that with what it says in Psalm 119, verses 111 and 162. We read, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. See, the Word of God, the Bible, the psalmist writes, brings him happiness, just as light is a source of happiness or a symbol of happiness. Look at in verse 162. We read, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. So we see just as light is a symbol of happiness, so also is the word of God. Jeremiah said this. He said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Jeremiah 15, chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah, the word of God, the scriptures, brought happiness, joy and rejoicing to the heart of Jeremiah. You see, it's Satan's strategy, my friend, to keep people in darkness. Remember the Dark Ages? There was no Bible. Look at in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians for a moment, chapter number 4. Notice what it says there, as we see that it's Satan's strategy to keep people in darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, that's Satan now, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, believe it or not, that was a bit of an introduction, as long as it was a long introduction, but let's look at the major points of our study. There are four of them. As we see that the Word of God is a searchlight, a spotlight to search us, number one. Number two, it's a headlight or flashlight to show us. Number three, it's a traffic light to stop us, to start us. Then last of all, number four, it's a caution light to safeguard or warn us. First of all, the Word of God is like a search light or spotlight to search us. Someone I knew had to have the windshield of his van replaced due to the many nicks and specks caused by small stones and road dirt. They could not be noticed looking at the windshield in the shade or on a cloudy day. However, sitting in the van and driving into the sunlight, the glass almost looked like it was sandblasted. One could barely see through the glass because of the glare caused by the many nicks. You see, the light revealed the blemishes in the windshield that a casual observer would not notice unless he looked through the window in the light. Likewise, our sins are made manifest in the light of God's Word. We read in chapter 3 of the Gospel of John, verses 19 and 20, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Amen. You know, I think of some places of sin that are dark. I remember before I was saved, I would frequent a bar where alcohol was served. Amen. And that the lights were awfully dark. Amen. What about also a movie house, where the wickedness of Hollywood is displayed? Amen. That's dark too. Maybe there are some other things that you can think about that take place in the dark. Amen. But when you come to Christ, amen, our sins are exposed. They're manifested in the light of God's Word. After all, He is the living Word. Amen. The second thing we want to see about the Word of God, it is a headlight or flashlight to show us. In other words, the Word of God shows us what's ahead, revealing potholes, dangers, curves, turns at crossroads. The lamp shows us where we are now, amen, and where we need to go and the way to get there. Here's an illustration I'd like to give you to go along with this point that we're making here, that the Word of God is a headlight or a flashlight to show us. When Dr. Frank Hallman graduated from Midwestern Baptist College in Pontiac, Michigan, he didn't know where to go to start a church, and one day he took his Bible before the Lord in prayer and said, "Lord, I need direction from your word on which way to go. Show me where you want me to go." He then opened his Bible randomly to Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 9, and read, "Go out by the way of the south gate." He then went to a map hanging on the wall of the eastern states. He stuck a pin on the map at Pontiac, Michigan, and tied a short piece of string to the pin. He let the string fall south, and it fell at Richmond, Indiana. So we see that, second of all, the Word of God is a headlight or a flashlight to show us. The third thing we want to see about the Word of God, it's like a traffic light to stop us, to start us. And the Bible says, if you'll turn to Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 to 22, notice what it says. The Bible says, "The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." And this is how the Lord guided the children of Israel in the wilderness, by a pillar, amen, of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And that's what the Word of God does. It guides us. It's a traffic light. It stops us when we need to be stopped, just as when the pillar of cloud stopped, children of Israel stopped. In the same way with the pillar of fire by night. When that stopped, they stopped. When it started to move again, then they moved. You see, God's Word won't be taken away from us either. Praise the Lord for that. As it says in the verses we read, "He took not away the pillar of the cloud by night, nor the pillar of fire. He did not take away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." And praise the Lord, He won't take God's Word away from us either. You might as well try to remove the rock of Gibraltar with a pea shooter as these clabber-headed scholars who try to do away with the Bible. The fourth thing that we want to see, the Word of God is a caution light to safeguard us, to warn us. You know, it's that little, it's like that safety light that we put in the hallway to keep you from stumbling. Maybe some of you even have a, I know here in my home we have a night light, amen, to show the way to the bathroom, especially at night. It's like a lighthouse, the Word of God. The lighthouse still being used to prevent a shipwreck from guiding the ships away from the rocks. Notice what it says in Proverbs chapter 6 with me. Proverbs chapter 6. And when you get to Proverbs chapter 6, we're going to be looking at verses 23 and 24. We read, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman." So here is Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, the word of God is to protect the young man from the evil woman, from being taken in by her flattering tongue, amen? So the word of God is a caution light to warn us, to safeguard us. Now, you know, the Bible contains over 70 warnings about the evils of strong drink. If we heed these caution lights, we can be kept from the sin of drunkenness. A Christian teenager was urged by his mother to memorize certain texts from the book of Proverbs. One day, this young fellow was approached by two teenagers who were drinking hard liquor. They said, "Come on, join us." But he rejected their invitation and quoted Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, which says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." When they continued to insist that a glass or two wouldn't hurt him, he replied, "But Proverbs chapter 23, verse 32 says, at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder." "Oh, don't be a sissy. Have a little," they persisted. But he answered again. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 says, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Because the young believer knew these admonitions from the Bible, he was protected from the snare of alcohol. Amen. As we conclude, let's look at verse 106. Psalm 119, verse 106. It says, the psalmist said this, "I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments." He's saying, it is light in my intentions. It is light in my intentions. My commitments are based on God's word. He's saying the word of God is light in my intentions. My commitments are based on the word of God. Then look in verse 107 with me. "I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word." He's saying the word of God, it is light in my injury. When afflicted, I trust God's word. And all of these things should apply to you and I as believers as we go through them, amen? Look at in verse 108. "Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, teach me thy judgments." He's saying the word of God, it is light in my invocation. God accepts my praise and prayers. Amen. Look at in verse 109. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. He's saying the word of God, it is the light of my independence. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said this, the man who carries his life in his hand better carry the law in his heart. My friend, beware of making decisions when you are in the dark. Amen. Look at it, verse 110 with me. Verse 110, Psalm 119. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. He's saying here, the word of God, it is the light of my invincibility. In other words, he's saying, enemies cannot cause me to err as long as I align myself with God's word. That's important for you and I to remember. Amen. We're invincible in the spiritual battle. Amen. And your enemies will not be able to cause you to err as long as you and I align ourselves with God's word. Look at it. Verse 111, he says, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. He says, the word of God, it is the light of my investment, his inheritance. The best thing that you can leave your children, my friend, is a legacy of faith in this book. And when I say this book, when I say the scriptures, when I say the word of God or the words of God or the scriptures, I mean the authorized version 1611 King James Bible. Then finally, verse 112. I've inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. The psalmist writes, the word of God, it is the light of my inclination. In other words, he inclines. He's inclined to it. It's like if you think of a plant that grows towards the light. That should be our inclination, towards the word of God. And when your inclination is away from it, that's when you and I get into serious trouble, is it not? Again, the word of God. God's word is a lamp and a light. So there's no reason for you and I, as believers, to be in darkness, because we have God's preserved, inspired, infallible words in that King James Bible to guide and direct us each and every day to keep us safe. Amen. To keep us on the straight and narrow. Amen. To keep us from going to the right or to the left. But your desire, your inclination, has to be towards the Word of God for you and I to do what's right and pleasing in God's eyes. Well, that concludes our study today. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me, Brother Gino Cassieri, for the Pastor's Study. And until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.